You are listening to A Bigger Life, a podcast by The Crossing on how to live into God's bigger story.
Hi, welcome to A Bigger Life. I'm Dave Cover. Today I want to do something a little different. I want to look back over a few verses, about six or so, a little bit more than six, little sections of some of the Psalms that we have talked about so far. Because in my life, personally, the way it works for me is I have a handful of Psalms, like verses in Psalms, one or two verses in little sections that I have memorized, having sort of prayed them over the years. Like I said in another podcast, I've been doing this for about 40 years. So over that time, you sort of develop a memory of certain go-to places. And once you have those memorized, then you don't have to just get your Bible out all the time. You can sit in the dark, or you can sit wherever you are, or you can walk wherever you are if you're on a walk. And you can bring these verses to mind and use them as prayers. And for me, I have a few that are my favorites because they typically motivate me to see God the way I need to see Him in order to trust Him. They're promises that have been written by the Holy Spirit. All of these happen to be Psalms of David that have been written by the Holy Spirit to give me scripture that the Holy Spirit uses in my life to solidify the presence of God, my walk with God, my relationship with God, and that I can trust Him. And when I can get my head into these verses, it helps me lift my head as I walk with God. The goal is to sort of live our lives more and more each day, communicating with God, trusting in God. And that's what these verses in particular do for me. Now, all these verses I have put in the show notes, so you don't have to try to write down what you hear. They're all there. Just flip in your podcast app, and you can see all of these verses that I'm going to pray right there in your show notes. So I'm just going to get into it right now. I'm just going to start praying these verses and show you kind of how I do it. I don't do it the same all the time. I don't say the same things all the time. But they're verses that I have memorized and that I go to often. So I'm going to start with Psalm 16:1, and I'm just going to start praying, and then I'll just kind of go from verse to verse, and I'll kind of show you what I mean. David says, "Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you." Oh God, I can't even get out of these two verses without having three names and titles to call you, to see you as God, to see you as the one who is my God, the one who is committed to me, the one who is the God of this universe, who is my God, and the one who is Yahweh, the Lord, the I Am, and the one who is Adonai, the master, the Lord, the creator. There's three terms here for you. And all three of these have something more to say about who you are for me. You are my God. You are the forever God who is my God forever. And you are the I Am, the one who is the source of all existence. You are the I Am. You are the one who is the author of life itself. And you are infinitely always in the present tense. I am, He is, always in the present tense, infinitely present with me. I pray that you would preserve me, O God. Sustain me. Protect me. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. Preserve my health. Preserve my spiritual strength. Strengthen me spiritually. Preserve me spiritually. Preserve me physically. Preserve me in my thoughts, in the strength of my thoughts. Preserve me emotionally, that I would be a person of love and joy and gratitude, because I understand who you are and your presence in my life. Preserve me, for in you I take refuge. I take refuge in you. You are my protection. You are my fortress. You are my rescuer, my deliverer. You are my confidence. You are my security. I trust in you to always be with me, and I take refuge in you. For in you I take refuge. Preserve me, O God. I say to the I am. I say to He is. I say to Yahweh, you are my Lord. You are my King. You are my owner. You are my Lord. I have no good apart from you, because there is no good apart from you. You are the source of good, because you are the I am. You created this universe. There is no good apart from you. I have no good apart from you. Apart from you, there is only bad. Apart from you, there is only misery. Apart from you, there is only loneliness and insecurity. I have no good apart from you, because you are the source of good. You are good. I think of Psalm 118:1. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Your steadfast love for me endures forever. Your love for me is steadfast. Your love for me is forever. Your love for me is based upon who you are, and you are infinitely good. You are infinitely steadfast love, and your love endures forever, because you are God. You alone are God. There is no other. For you, Yahweh, you the I am, are God, and you alone are Lord of heaven and earth. And so in you I take refuge. Preserve me. I have no good apart from you. Psalm 16:11, you make known to me the path of life, because you are life itself. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. You have made known to me the path of life. In the words of Scripture, in the words of Jesus, you alone have provided for the sacrifice for my sin, the forgiveness of my sin. In you is life, and there is life in nothing else. You've made known to me the path of life, of trusting in you as my King and my God, submitting to you as my King and my God and my Lord. In your presence there is fullness of joy, because joy is who you are. Joy comes from you. You created joy, and joy is at the fabric of who you are, and therefore at the fabric of your will and your life and your plan. Joy comes from holiness. Holiness creates joy, and in your presence, in your holy presence, there is fullness of joy. Jesus came, He said, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full, that you are the fullness of joy. And so I rejoice in you, in your path of life, because you are life, and your will for me is life, and your will for me is fullness of joy, and your will for me is good. Your will for me is pleasure forevermore, because at your right hand are pleasures forever, satisfaction forever, fulfillment forever, joy forever. Forevermore, because you are the forever God and my God forever, and in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore, and there is no satisfaction apart from you. There is no satisfaction outside your presence. There is no joy. There is no fullness of joy apart from you. There is no life apart from your presence, apart from you, because you are the I am. You are the source of life itself. You are the author of life, and there is no life apart from you. There is no good apart from you. There is no satisfaction apart from you. There is no fullness of joy outside of you, outside of your will. because your will for me is life, and your will for me is joy, and your will for me is pleasure forevermore. Every time I try to seek pleasure apart from you, it always brings pain and misery. Psalm 16:4 says, the sorrows of those will be multiplied who have bartered for another God. And all the ways to seek pleasure, and all the ways to seek joy, and all the ways to seek life and good apart from you will only bring multiplication of sorrows, because there is no life, and there is no pleasure, and there is no joy, and there is no good apart from you. Seeking those things apart from you brings the opposite. Always eventually just brings the opposite. You are my joy, my life, my pleasure forevermore, because that's who you are. You are the I am. Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord Yahweh is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You, Lord, are light. You are life. Light and life always go hand to hand in the poetry of your scripture, always go hand in hand in the teachings of Jesus, always go hand in hand in the first chapter, even of John, where the Apostle John is talking about Jesus being the source of light and the source of life. Light and life are who you are. And you are my light, and you are my salvation. You are my restoration. You are my healing. You are my righteousness. You are my life and my joy and my pleasure forevermore and my good. And so whom shall I fear? Because you are stronger than anything. The Lord is the stronghold of my life, the fortress of my life, the foundation of my life. My stand, the place where my life is in you. You are my stronghold of my life. So whom shall I be afraid? Of whom shall I be afraid? Whom shall I fear? You're my salvation. There's no salvation anywhere else. But because you are my salvation, I don't have to fear anything else. You are the stronghold of my life, and so I don't have to be afraid, because nothing can take me from you as my stronghold. Nothing can steal me from you as my light and my life and my salvation. Psalm 27:4 says, one thing have I asked of the Lord, of Yahweh, the I am. One thing have I asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. One thing I need, one thing that I have to seek after, and that would be to dwell in your house, O Lord, all the days of my life. That would be the one thing that I seek after, that I don't want to let go, that I don't want to lose out on, that everything I do would be toward dwelling in the presence of the Lord, because at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. And so the one thing I make sure I want, that I seek, that I have in this life, and that is that the forever God would be my God forever, that I would dwell in the presence, in the house, in the family, in the belonging of the Lord, of Yahweh, all the days of my life, so that I could gaze upon your beauty and gaze upon your glory and gaze upon your splendor and your majesty and your light and your love all the days of my life forever, because you are my life forever. Psalm 27:13, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of Yahweh, the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That I shall, because of your promise, because you are my light and my salvation, because you make known to me the path of life, because you preserve me, and in you I take refuge, and I have no good apart from you. And because you are good, and there is no good apart from you, and your steadfast love, your love that is steadfast, endures forever. And because you are in your presence, there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore, and because you are my stronghold and my salvation and my light, then I gaze upon the beauty of the Lord all the days of my life. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness, the beauty, the glory, the steadfast love of the Lord in the land, in the earth, the restored world, the restored earth, in the land of the living, the land of the resurrected, the land of those whose salvation is Yahweh, the I Am, that I shall look upon the goodness and the beauty and the glory and the joy of the Lord in the land of the living. So David says, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. I want to be faithful to wait. I want to be faithful to trust your word and therefore to wait, because I shall, it's future, I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong, because you are my refuge. Be strong, because you are the stronghold of my life. And let your heart take courage, David says. I want my heart to have courage. I want my heart to be able to resist the weakness of not believing you, the weakness of temptation to find my good and to find my pleasure and to find my joy in something else besides you, the only source of good and pleasure and joy. I want to be strong and let my heart take courage and wait for Yahweh. Wait for the I Am, because I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord, the beauty of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the splendor of the Lord, the light of the Lord, and the salvation and joy and goodness and steadfast love and pleasure and life of the Lord in the land of the living, the land of the restored, the land of the resurrected. The last verse, Psalm 31:14, but I trust in you, O Lord, Yahweh. I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. I trust, I rely, I wait upon, I depend upon. I trust, I believe, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. I turn to you, I look to you, I trust in you as my satisfaction. I trust in you as my good. I trust in you as my joy. I trust in you as my steadfast love forever. I trust in you as my salvation. I trust in you for my security. I trust in you for my confidence to preserve me. I trust in you as my refuge. I trust in you as my good. I trust in you because you are my God. You're my God. I don't want to turn to another false god for these things. You are my God. You are the I Am, the only source of all these things. My times are in your hand. Everything that happens to me is in your hand. Nothing comes to me without passing through your hand first, your hand of steadfast love and goodness and joy and light. You are my stronghold. You are my salvation. I don't have to fear. Whatever happens to me, my times are always in your hand. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My times are in your hand. I trust in you. My confidence is in you. My security is in you. Because all my times are in your hand. You are my God. The forever God is my God forever. Committed to me forever. Steadfast in your commitment to me. Steadfast in your sovereignty over my life. Steadfast in your goodness toward me. Your steadfast love for me endures forever. You are my stronghold. You preserve me. I take refuge in you. I have no good apart from you. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. You are good, and your steadfast love for me endures forever. You are my light, and you are my salvation, and you are my stronghold. And there's one thing that I want to seek after with all my life, and that is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. I believe that I shall look upon the beauty and the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So I will wait for you, Lord. I will wait for you, Yahweh. I will wait for you, the I Am. I will be strong and have my heart take courage and wait for you, because I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God, my times, all my times, my life, my day, every minute, my health, my future, my safety, my family, my job, my money, everything. My times are in your hand, and I trust in you. You are my God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to A Bigger Life, a podcast of The Crossing, a church in Columbia, Missouri. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and give it a rating so people can find this content more easily, or consider texting it to a friend or posting it on social media. Thanks for listening.